Thank you for holding. This is Angela Williams in the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'm being charged $94.90 for a product I did not order.
All right. May I get your name and address, please?
Lana Vaughn, 715 North Boundary Street, Nampa, Idaho, 83651.
All right. Thank you for that. It's showing here that the Lavish Grace products are on an auto ship on this account for the face cream and the serum. And the latest shipment went out on the 1st of February. Let's take a look here. Recently had been canceled before you were transferred, but you do have charges. That latest product shipped out yesterday. It does show here previous shipments going to the address here. Or the tracking.
Well, they may have come and the mailman just puts packages on my doorstep. So they may have been porch pirated, but I wouldn't have ordered any serum. I don't use anything.
It's showing that back on the 31st of October when this account began at the cost of shipping and handling of $5.95 and $4.95 as a promotional offer for a subscription. It would have required a callback and a cancellation to prevent any more from going out, which...
That's what I'm calling about.
Yes, I'm saying that you prevent those auto shipments, because there's been a steady auto shipment. There have been some declines along the way, but there has been a steady auto ship. Have you spoken to your bank or credit card about the charges?
Yes, and my credit card was blocked for about a month.
All right. Have you disputed with them?
Yes.
When did you dispute? Last month?
Yes.
Okay. Have they...
The end of January.
Okay, that was the end of January, about a week ago. All right, so it's already canceled. Do you have your cancellation number? If not, I can provide it to you.
She didn't give me a cancellation number. She just transferred me to you.
Now, what we could do, which you can't do much of anything if there is a dispute on there, we would have to have them call us and agree to drop the dispute, and we could begin processing at least 3 months of those refunds back to your card on file. But they would have to call us and agree to drop the dispute.
The bank has to call you. I can't.
Not with a dispute. We can't move forward with any refunds with a dispute on there. They have to call us and drop the dispute. Is it going to be the bank or the credit card? You did say it was the bank, right?
Yes, it's a debit card.
All right. Let's see what bank that is.
Wells
Fargo?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll call us. We've spoken to Wells Fargo before. Give them a call and let them know that you've canceled the account, but we are requesting that they drop the dispute in order to discuss courtesy refunds on the charges.
Okay, but there will be no further shipments.
That's correct. I have a cancellation number for you.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
You have pen and paper ready to write it down?
I do not.
Okay. They may ask you for it when you call Wells Fargo back, so that's why I was trying to provide it to you.
Can you email it to me?
It takes up to 24 hours before that email goes out.
Well, fine. Email it to me.
All right.
Several other items on my account today that I'm disputing.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, and I can't say that's been very helpful, but yeah, just email me a cancellation number.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.